All right, welcome to the Daily News Summary for Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. Mike Adams here. Natural News. It's every day. I'm not even sure I can make this news summary happen because there are so many things breaking in the news and so many crises and so many failures across the infrastructure that affect our operations, our businesses, and so on. Just to give you an example, one of the things that happened because of COVID-19 is that transportation trucking companies that bring us pallets of raw materials for our food manufacturing at Health Ranger store. The driver of the truck used to help you unload. And we have, a commercial dock and they drive up to the dock, and we have a couple of forklifts and we're, grabbing pallets and rolling them out of there. The drivers used to help. In the last couple of months, because of COVID, the drivers have been told to just sit in the cabs of their trucks and do not help and do not interact. Don't come within, breathing distance, I guess, of anybody at the destination. So the unloading is slower. The transportation is slower. Everything's slower. And it's just one more piece of insanity because, hey, if masks work, why can't the driver just wear a mask and get out, If masks work, then why do you have to have social distancing? And if social distancing works, why do you have to have masks? And besides, all these people are under the age of 50 anyway, which means they have virtually no risk of dying from COVID. So the whole thing's insane. But it's disrupting all our businesses. Those of us who are even still allowed to operate in a business. And just to give you another example, and I'll get to the news here shortly. I've been waiting for a ghost gunner machine that I purchased last October of 2019, okay? And I think I did the $500 down payment at that time. And ghost gunners, these are the machines that you use to make firearms. I already have a previous ghost gunner, but this is their new GG3, their upgraded version. Well, the ghost gunner company is in Austin, and I paid the rest of the fee for it in June of this year. And I asked them yesterday in an email, like, hey, where's my machine? And they said they hope to be able to ship it to me in November, after the election. I'm like, great, because who knows if anything's going to even function. They said the city of Austin has ordered them. They can only have 9 employees in their building at any one time. And so they only have 9 people trying to make all these machines and get them shipped out. It's a 1 year plus waiting list. Okay. Now, how much you want to bet? This is libtard Austinites trying to shut down Second Amendment gun freedom activities, right? That's really what this is. And I keep asking myself, why do these companies stay in Austin? Why do you stay in Travis County? That's the county in which Austin exists. Like, get out of Austin. I would never set up a business in the city of Austin or even in the county of Travis. It's insane. People, you got to move. You got to get out of the tyranny zones. And I've repeated this message over and over again also to readers and listeners about how you got to get out of the cities. The cities are going to collapse. Mass homelessness, crime, the police are leaving in droves even when they're not being defunded. The cities are going to collapse, the ones that are run by Democrats, which includes Austin, by the way. They will be, pardon my language, they will become third world shitholes. They will collapse. So really, take this seriously. Time is running out, and everything is breaking down in society. Now, getting to the news, and speaking of things that are breaking down, the major story that I posted last night, it's a very long story, very detailed story. I consider it a must-read story, although I will say that some of you listening to this won't believe the story. Most of you will. Most of you are up to speed. Some people won't. And the story says that COVID-19 isn't a pandemic plan. It's an extermination plan for humanity. That's what this is. And the story goes into the detail of why that is. Because the engineered biological weapon of coronavirus was designed, we now know, to be highly infectious but have low fatality rates. And that way it could spread and the media could promote cases, all these infections, even though not that many people are dying below 50, of course. And then they could use that to roll out medical tyranny. They could have the forced quarantine camps, the medical kidnapping, the total government tyranny over people, lock you in your homes, make you a prisoner. This is happening even more aggressively in Australia, Victoria, Australia, as well as New Zealand and some places in Canada as well, in certain Democrat-run cities and states in America. Well, what's the point of that? The point of that is to cause a total collapse of the middle class, make people desperate, bankrupt everybody, get people into a mode of starvation and famine and panic where they are subservient to the demands of the government, and then roll out the vaccine social credit scoring system where you don't get government food stamps unless you're vaccinated with the Bill Gates, you know, quantum dot tracking system that's injected into your skin. And in this way, they can get humanity to line up and beg to be suicided by vaccines. You see, they, and I explain this in the story, who they are, and they, it's not all humans, by the way. You should check out the story. There are other intelligences involved in this, you'll find out. They realized early on that it would be difficult to battle humanity with guns in the streets. It would be difficult, and they can't nuke the planet because they would destroy the entire planet that they want to save. You know, they still want the planet, the resources, the oceans, the water, the ecosystem, the biosphere. They just don't want humans. So they had to come up with a way to get humans to volunteer to be suicided in a way that didn't look like they were being attacked. Because if humans are being attacked, you know, shot at, bombed, you know, aircraft flying around shooting humans, or Terminators walking around, you know, blowing people away, then there would be resistance. But when it's a pandemic, most people raise their hand, line up, say, please inject me with your experimental death vaccine. Please. And this is how it's going to be done. And people won't die immediately after the vaccine injection. They will die upon exposure to the second infection that comes later. So it's a binary weapon system in order to whip up the hysteria, keep people lining up for vaccines while they continue to die. And they will die by the billions. And this is the plan. So that's all covered in that story. It's a very important story. Be sure to check it out. Speaking of people dying, sadly, Rush Limbaugh says conventional cancer treatments have failed, and he has stage 4 cancer that's gone terminal. He doesn't expect to live very long. Well, you know, my prayers go out to Rush Limbaugh. No man should suffer in the way that he is suffering. And yet, just as elections have consequences, choices have consequences. And when you choose a death industry of oncology and cancer treatments, you shouldn't be surprised when they kill you. I'm sorry to say it so bluntly. I don't wish any ill will towards Rush. He's an American patriot. I pray for him. I plead with him to stop this, to stop the chemotherapy suicide track that he's on. But people like Rush, they believe in Western medicine. And so their beliefs get them killed. And I hope Dan Bongino doesn't go down the same road, but it looks like he will too. Sadly, you know, losing too many good patriotic Americans to the cancer industry. They're just killing patriots left and right, okay? That's what's going on. This is a type of genocide against humanity. And I've worked for over 20 years to try to educate people. Don't poison your body with chemotherapy and radiation, because all those things do is they cause more cancer. Sadly, it looks like we're going to lose Rush soon. I pray for him, but I hope that people would maybe learn from that experience, from watching him, and not go down that route of chemotherapy. It is deadly. Okay, Democrats are panicked as early voting data indicate that mail-in balloting is not matching the narrative of a massive blue wave. Remember, the early mail-in ballots, according to the narrative, they were supposed to be this massive advantage for Democrats. It's supposed to be about 250% more votes for Democrats in the mail-in ballots. And then Trump's people are mostly voting on Election Day. So that's going to be the red wave, the Trump wave on Election Day. But something's gone wrong. Apparently, the ballots are just about neck and neck right now on the early mail-in. So the Democrats don't have any real advantage here before Election Day. And then on Election Day, there's this massive Trump wave that's coming. Looks like Trump's going to win in a landslide. But who knows? There are a lot of tricks that the Democrats could play, a lot of ballots being destroyed, a lot of fake reporting, a lot of voting machine rigging. Who knows? Anything could happen. But make sure you get out and vote for Trump, because every vote does count. And we are fighting for the survival of our nation. Okay. The DOJ filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google yesterday. It's a big deal. You've seen that in the news, so I'm not going to cover it much, but it is. It's the beginning of the end of Google. It's about time. Justice Roberts on the Supreme Court has sold us out again. He joined the decision to allow Democrats to count Pennsylvania mail-in ballots 3 days after the election. It's those 3 days when Democrats just start counterfeiting as many ballots as they can in the districts they need. This is the Al Franken path to victory. And this is Justice Roberts, who I think he probably participated in pedophilia on the Epstein Lolita Express jet flights. He's on the logs. He's on the flight logs. Somebody named Roberts is on the flight logs. You know, his name, got to be him. And since then, he's made every decision with the libs. He's betrayed America again and again. This guy is compromised. He should resign, because they've got him by the balls, so to speak. Okay, speaking of inappropriate subjects, the Fashion Nova company has launched what looks like a pedophile clothing line for little girls. This is more sickness. This is like the Netflix Cuties movie. It's just straight up pedophilia, except these girls look like they're maybe 8 or 9 years old, dressed up like hookers in these new pedo fashion clothes from Fashion Nova. I mean, do they have no shame dressing up little girls like street hookers and pole dancers and whatever, and saying that this is a fashion line for little girls? You know, gosh, what is Hunter Biden an investor in this company? Is Joe Biden having a sniffing tour of the young female models? You know, because they're all sickos. These are some sick, twisted people. These Democrats, these leftists, these pedophile pushers, these child traffickers and child murderers. This is who they are. Netflix, Hollywood. I mean, my God. You know, speaking of God, we should beg God to cleanse this nation. And don't worry, he will. He will. He may just eliminate it in some big new natural disaster, a great flood, a great earthquake. I don't know. Mountains of fire raining down from the heavens, hitting California. You know, if that were to happen, I would praise God. I would praise God if giant meteors took out California's liberal cities and Hollywood in an act of God, because that is exactly what God needs to do. And we'll let him do it. All right, Johnson & Johnson has paused a coronavirus vaccine trial after participants contracted an unexplained illness. So here we go, another vaccine company halting trials. You know, it was just yesterday, wasn't it, that there was some therapeutic drug that was harming people in the clinical trials? People sign up as guinea pigs, and then crazy things start going wrong when they get on the drug or get on the vaccine. It's insane. And finally, because we're running out of time here, there's breaking news by the New York Post today. I'm going to cover this, or at least I plan to. Basically, Facebook runs a department called hate speech engineering. And this is how they come up with algorithms to censor hate speech, what they call hate speech, which is basically anybody who loves Trump, loves America, loves the Constitution, you know, honors the Second Amendment and so on, wants to protect children against the pedophiles and the transgender lunatics of the left, you know. So that's all called hate speech. Guess who's running it? A bunch of commie Chinese. Chinese nationals from China come brought in on the visas to run the algorithms for Facebook. Ha! Why are we not surprised? I've been saying this for quite some time now, that Facebook and Twitter and Google, they're all run by communist Chinese. They answer to China. Now, we have proof from the New York Post, and this was a whistleblower who worked in Facebook, has come out and exposed all this and blown the whistle. Yep, it's a bunch of communist Chinese running the hate speech algorithms inside Facebook. That's what's happening. And they're censoring Americans. And they're trying to steal this election for the pro-China candidate, which is Joe Biden, of course, who's in the pocket of China because China has all the compromising hard drive material, the pedo videos, the child abuse videos of Hunter Biden, everything that you've seen over the last few days that's been breaking big. Yeah, China's got all that blackmail material, and they are pushing hard to make sure that Joe Biden becomes president so they can blackmail the president of the United States. for his entire term in office. So if Joe Biden wins, China wins big. If Trump wins, America wins. And that's why we all need to get out and vote for Trump. Hey, even Ben Shapiro said he's going to vote for Trump. Ben Shapiro, Mr. Rhino traitor himself, who hates Trump. He's come out, he's voting for Trump. Hey, Glenn Beck. 4 years ago, Glenn Beck hated Trump. Now he's all in for Trump. He's exposing the radicals on the left. Guess what? Trump is your only option if you want to have a country remaining. You want to defend America, you vote for Trump. End of story. And this is the end of today's podcast. Sorry, it's gone a little long, but thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, of course, naturalnews.com. Be sure to check out breaking news at brighteon.social, where my username there is @healthranger. And watch the site. We've got a lot of podcasts and videos coming out and interviews coming out over the next few days. It's going to be major. So check it all out. Stay informed. Thank you for listening.